Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who provide the most abundant, most nutritious, and certainly most affordable food found anywhere on the globe, our state's farm and ranch families. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. As always, I love to stress volunteer farmer-led because that's exactly who we are. As a listener may know, the old Stockyards guy has been helping out at South Dakota Corn for some 16 years now. I've learned a lot about commodity organizations. One of those lessons has been the importance of the annual business meeting. That's the meeting in which the priorities for the coming year are discussed and approved. And as you know, agriculture has many issues which can be classified under the heading of a priority. This year's meeting in the South Dakota Corn Growers Association will be December 7th at the McCrossin Boys Ranch. If you'd like to dig deeper regarding details, simply check out the event tab at sdcorn.org. Again, the annual business meeting of the South Dakota Corn Growers Association, December 7th, McCrossin Boys Ranch. A few weeks ago, we mentioned that October is National Pork Month, extended a sincere thank you to the folks who raise the pigs. Today I want to tip my hat to another volunteer farmer-led group, the South Dakota Pork Producers Council. I can't tell you all of the work that they do to promote and educate our consumers on pork products and, yes, pork production. A good example of that is the first ever downtown Sioux Falls Pork Showdown, which was a month of competition between 16 downtown restaurants in which the menu feature was a pork dish. The winner of this friendly competition was Chef Lance's on Phillips with its winning dish, Pulled Pork Wellington. I've personally been to six of the restaurants who competed and all put a marvelous pork supper on the table. Chef Lance's will be our next evening out. Who made it all happen in addition to downtown Sioux Falls and Smithfield Foods? You guessed it, South Dakota pork producers, but then what do we expect anything less? They've been pushing pork for half a century. We thank them and all of you who head outside each and every day to raise the pigs and put pork on the table. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe when you're working. Hey, thanks for what you do.